I think it's absolutely phenomenal. It's a great facility, it's great research that they're doing, and it's moving on into a new area of testing for the equestrian sport.
From what you observe today, what do you see as the benefit?
Pretty much everything that they have set up here. It's moving like jockeys into that more, we're already professionals, but we're actually having a team behind us that are supporting us, and we're able to do all the testing, improve our performance every day. And you know, it's a huge facility that's fantastic for all the equine athletes that we have out there, whether we're doing, you know, 3-day eventing, dressage, show jumping, cross country, jockeys that are racing, people that play polo, even you know, on the western side, western riding with the barrel racing, guys that do bulldogging, roping, bull riding. They're all equine athletes that we need this kind of research going on for us, and especially with the jockeys, how we're racing at high amount speeds. We also have impacts that when we have falls or accidents happen. I mean, to have a research facility like this, it's really stepping our game up and, you know, taking the equine athletes, you know, to another level.
In what way do you see this as having an impact on jockeys that are injured or injuries to jockeys?
It's a huge impact. Coming from England, I've already been a part of the research and concussion protocol for probably over 10 years now. So to come here today and see how we're moving the game up and looking after the jockeys with the concussion and injuries, it's phenomenal. All their research has really been taken to another level, and it's moving the barrier higher in the sport that we're doing every day. And I think for any jockey that has an accident, has concussion, to have a facility like this to come here and to test, do all the baseline testing, it's huge, because then when you're back in a race, you know you're fully fit to ride, you know your awareness is there. And the huge part is, it's not just for you, it's for everybody else that you're riding around. That they know you're good, you know you're safe, the whole, you know, you're riding at the top of your game that way.
Do you think that the risk of injury today riding in a race is higher or lower than, say, a decade ago?
I think, honestly, it's the same as it is any day, any time, any year, any time, any decade that we have been riding. You know, it's a high-risk injury sport, and it always has been, and that's just the nature of the game. That when we go out to ride, accidents happen. You know, we're riding animals, they're riding horses. They have their own mind, their own mindset of what they want to do sometimes. And that's why we need all of us jockeys to be fully fit, fully aware, have our minds right, our bodies as fit as they can be. And of course, we as jockeys have to ride to the best of our abilities and be fit and ride safe. So I think it's, you know, any race, it's the same, whether it was a decade ago or today, it's exactly the same. It's a horse race.
Have you suffered concussions?
Yes, I have done. I've had concussions previously in the past, and not recently, thankfully, but in the past. And when I was back home in England, I had to do a concussion baseline test, and then the doctor gives you a red flag that you cannot ride until you've gone and done another concussion test, and you have to score either your baseline test number or higher to prove that you're good enough to come back riding again.